Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Gary Butterfield here. Hey, Braden.
Hey, Gary, what's going on?
I'm kind of in a bind. I need your help.
Okay, sure, absolutely, whatever you need.
As they say, have you ever heard the expression, in the chip kip?
No.
I'm really in the chip kip here. All right, so as you know, I'm sorry I missed your calls last week. I was moving.
Mm-hmm.
I had my court date for the divorce.
Yeah.
And as you know, there's court, but the more important thing is the court of public opinion.
Sure.
So I was going to get, my friend and yours, Josh Groban, mm-hmm. to come and sing my defense.
Okay. But, yeah.
But he, that weekend, he took my kids out sound sailing. So I was only able to get Josh Groban, his lout brother-in-law. And it was a disaster.
I hear he's kind of like the Gallagher 3 of the Gallaghers.
That's very apt. I mean, I get up there on the stand, and the judge says, does your defense singer have anything to say? And he's like, my name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite defendant. And then just like, ugh.
And then proceeds to tell a bunch of fart jokes.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, women are different from men because of this. My ex-wife is blah, blah, blah. And it's like, God, why can't you be more like your brother, George? So it was a disaster. I lost a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, you've been to my house on the coast, right? You've been to Behendrendendrendendendendendendendendend Manor before?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All gone.
Wow.
All gone. And as part of the settlement, in order to make money, I'm living in a cottage house owned by the Dorito Corporation.
The Dorito Corporation?
The Dorito Corporation. The chip kip. That's where the expression comes from.
Oh, okay. So you actually are literally in the chip kip.
I'm in the chip kip. They keep this little hot cottage house on their grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I need to free up some money. You know, right now, as you know, we have our fingers in a lot of pies. Yep. I don't have a lot of free cash. So they agreed to let me pay my first month and last month in security deposit in innovation.
Oh, well, that's very nice of them.
It is very kind of them, and they make a quality chip.
Yeah.
And they want me to come up with a new advertising campaign detailing all of the various Dorito's and Dorito's.
Oh, that's very clever. I like where this is going.
So I need your help to come up with that first month, last month, and then after some of our cash gets freed up, you know, that piece and checkbook about the ennuiness comes out and everything, I think that we'll get some cash flow in and I'll be able to reassert myself. But it's going to be a couple weeks in this chip kip, and I'm telling you, it is not a... You know, it's not comfortable, and I need to put my head down and get through it.
Yeah, lawyers, man, lawyers.
Well, I mean, and singers.
And that's really
the issue. Pardon me. There's
okay.
A duck
no,
pond out behind the Dorito. Out behind the Dorito factory.
Bunch of bright orange ducks.
Yeah, they keep getting into that dust. It's real toxic. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was hoping, I came up with some Doritos and Doridon'ts. I was hoping that you could maybe help me come up with some more, and then we can make them like a pamphlet or an ebook or
mm-hmm.
just a commercial campaign.
Sure, yeah, whatever you got to do.
Okay, so let's just have a classic, you know, showdown style. Let's fire some off back and forth here.
Okay, got it.
So just off the top of my head, Dorito, buy an extra bag so you have some Doritos to share.
Nice. Great. You sink your teeth right in there. Already people are buying another bag. That's two products for one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, now you do one.
Store your Doritos in a cool, dry place.
That's a good idea, because they do not do well in moist climes, those Doritos.
No.
And speaking of which, so Dory don't use triangle-shaped chips of any kind to build a geodesic dome in any but the most cool ranch of climates, because they cannot handle that kind of moisture.
No, absolutely not. Okay, good. Good to know. These are good. Dory don't use them as deck treatment. They are in no way waterproof.
No, they are not. If there's one thing that I think we need to emphasize again and again in these Dory do's and Dory don'ts, is that Doritos, the only water that Doritos should come in contact with is the water that your mouth makes when you look at a bag of Doritos.
Or even think about it, because I'm already salivating over here.
Man, I used to be like you until I moved into this house. And let me tell you, like, I've washed these clothes like five times since I moved, and they still smell like slamming habanero party.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine that would happen.
Yeah, it just there's so much Dorito scent. All the guys around here, they look like they're on Breaking Bad. Like, everybody's wearing these big gas masks and
sure,
it's just insane.
Because if they don't look like that, they look like there's some sort of Gungaro girl or something.
Yeah, they're all going Super Saiyan with their gigantic orange hair and orange skin. Dorido, try dipping your Doritos in your favorite sauces, such as habanero hacienda, horse turnip, or cream scream cheesy.
Oh, yeah. So those are some of my favorites. I also was a big fan of Slappy Old Mama Pizza.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a good sauce. And that actually, there was a test market. One of the things about Doritos is that my wallpaper is made up of old issues of Dorito Quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to see all of these kind of like Doritos from days gone by. And there was actually, they did a whole chip flavor based on that. And it was only in test markets in Tulsa.
Yeah, and in the 80s, they had the Crocodile Dundee Dorito.
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee Doritos.
Yeah, those I remember my parents talking about those.
Yeah, there's Slam and Gator flavor, and, you know, like, this is a knife, this is a Dorito. Yeah, so if you're going to, you know, do with the dipping sauces, but Dory don't, attempt to leave your home without a snack pack of Doritos.
Oh, great advice. Always have that snack pack, because you never know when that hunger is going to hit you.
Yep, yep. It's a game trying to figure that out.
And hunger is much like rhythm, and the rhythm is also going to get you. And rhythm
is
a
dancer. Yeah, and it's also a dancer. Sure, sure, it's a dancer, and are we human?
Or are we Doritos?
Or are we Doritos? I don't know. I'm starting to doubt it myself.
Yeah, okay, let me try one. Dorido, bring Doritos with you on a plane as a zesty ranch treat.
Yeah. Yeah, the plain food, there's so little of it that tastes like zesty ranch.
You're right. Dory don't allow your Doritos to fly the plane because they're drunk.
Especially if you get tequila hoppers, which is a new kind of Dorito. Dory do. Purchase a special redusting agent for your old Doritos that lost their flavor either because they've gone through the wash or just because of old age. But be careful, Dory don't mix up a redusting agent with a de-dusting compound, because that might result in bland chips when you need them the most.
Yeah, and there's really very little that's worse than a bland chip. Nobody likes that.
You get Doritos, they're good in a crunch.
You know, okay, but not everybody's into the crunch. Dory do, soak infant Doritos in a baby soft solution for up to one day in order to make them digestible for young tots.
That's a great idea.
You don't want, you know, don't give Doritos to kids with soft gums because it'll cut them all up.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, even with my adult manly gums, every once in a while you get a Dorito in the exact right spot. It hurts real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of things, you know, people and things to do, Doritos do. So I'd say, you know, Dory do, share Doritos with man's best friend, which is another human. But Duri, don't share Doritos with your fish, because studies have shown that most species of aquatic life enjoy the taste of Doritos. Very few of them have access to the genes that allows them to properly digest the chippy matter.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a fish murderer. You don't want to have that hanging over your head.
Even though I just had the idea of fishing with Doritos, where you pour a bag out into the ocean, the fish come by and eat the Doritos, they go belly up, and then you cook them, and they're internally basted with, Taco
Zesty
Bell
flavors.
Fajita flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid. But it's kind of like fishing with dynamite, you know, like it's like cheating, you know, you're just
it's not very sportsmanlike.
It isn't. You know, all the fish in the area, as soon as they get that Dorito scent in the water, are going to come swimming over.
Yeah, they're like sharks and something.
Yeah, a shark is a fish. It's like a Dorito shark.
My name's Josh Groban, and this is my absolute favorite product.
Yeah, not the Dorito sharks they're breeding out on the other side of the compound.
No, don't know anything about those. So.
No, neither do I.
Dory, do give a bag of Doritos to a member of your preferred sex that you find attractive.
Sure, either P.
Yeah, but Dory, don't do it in a super creepy manner, because nobody wants that, really.
No, like don't like if they're sitting in a movie, don't take a bag of Doritos and slowly raise it over their shoulder.
Yeah, or if they're on the bus or the train, like, don't just, like, walk up and be like, what are you reading? And when they clearly don't want to talk to
mm-hmm.
you, and then, like, slip them some Doritos in their pocket, and, like, don't do that.
Yeah, or drop a pair of Doritos and wait for them to pick them up so you can look at their behind quarters.
Yeah, don't do that. That's terrible.
Even though Doritos should, Dory, do keep your Doritos in pairs.
And Dory, don't keep them in fives.
Yes. Yeah.
Much like a bicycle or an automobile, you always, like bicycles, you always want to have two of them, because that's why mm-hmm. the bi comes from. And then a car has four wheels, so you don't want to have that fifth wheel. That fifth wheel is terrible. They used to have a TV show about how terrible that fifth wheel was.
You don't want to have a Dorito in any prime number, because they're hard to share.
Right. And Doritos is all about sharing.
Mm-hmm. Dury, do take a look at our cool ranch-style homes that Doritos has just put on the market. But Dury, don't attempt to put Taco Bell ingredients onto a Dorito outside of a controlled environment, because certain meat and sauce combos have toxic-ish results.
Sure, yeah. I mean, you don't know what kind of mojo you're mixing.
Yeah, or what kind of mole you're mixing, or
sure.
Mojito you're mixing. Mm-hmm. Any of that stuff, it's really problematic.
Okay, I've got another one here for you, Gary.
Okay.
Dory, do send a bag of your favorite Doritos to your favorite publicly elected official. Dory,
sure.
Don't send a bag of just the flavor powder, because people might construe that incorrectly.
Even if their campaign is based on having undusted Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure, and there's a time and a place, like, just, you know, it's the same way you don't donate open food.
Yeah, just let them take
donate.
Care of it.
Yep. Dory, do use a Dorito as a quick, no-fuss, no-muss bookmark in a pinch.
Yeah, I mean, I often am reading and eating cheesy snacks, and sometimes you got to get up. You got to get more Doritos, right? So
mm-hmm.
you don't want to lose your page.
No.
If you have that control to save that last Dorito, that's a good thing to do.
And when you open the book again, what's inside? A wealth of literature, but what else is inside? A bunch of crumbly good Doritos.
Yeah, I was going to say, delightful Dorito scent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm into it.
Good. What is your Dory don't for that?
Dory don't. Attempt to write on a Dorito, even if you're in prison and it's the only surface available. Doritos, you cannot write on a Dorito with your own blood. It won't take. It's kind of like it's like a water, hydrophobic material. So the blood will just bead up and drip off, and you will die of lack of blood before you get out your, you know, will or testament.
Yeah, we've discussed it before. Doritos are specifically designed to melt in your mouth, not you know, in other situations. They're not waterproof. It's just bad news when you mix other liquids and saliva with your Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and other Dorito sauces.
Yes. Yes. Good. Good catch. There. I think we have enough for like a pamphlet now, like a good Dorito pamphlet. Like maybe it just needs something like a. It's a chip that tastes like America. It's shaped like America. It's Doritos.
Yeah, that is freaking perfect.
Yeah, I thought so. Like, sort of shaped like Virginia. It's Doritos. It's Doritos.
Yeah, it's really shaped like probably South Carolina the most.
Oh, sure. Gonna get a chip that's shaped like South Carolina. They're called Doritos.
And then we can get Neil Diamond to sing Sweet Caroline, except we'll change it to Zesty Carolina. Da, da, da. These Doritos taste so good.
Or get Meatloaf to be like, anything I do, Doritos for you. Objects in the rearview mirror are more zesty than they appear.
You know that was Brian Adams that sang the first song, right?
No. Apparently, clearly not.
Okay. No, that's not bad. Let's think. Okay, it'll be like when Ray Charles is doing Diet Pepsi, and then also they got Elton John to do it,
Mm-hmm.
We can do the same thing with these Doritos. Like, we can get other people to sing their famous songs about Doritos.
So if we need somebody who's like a cheaper Elton John, I say we go for the Prince of Pop, William Joel.
Yes, absolutely. William Joel. We can get him. Snack it again. Snack it again. I'm the Dorito man.
They're living down in Flavor Town, where they take in all the dust from the ground, and the Dorito people take it away, because they're living there in Flavor Town.
And there's going to be a bunch of super oiled, muscly guys, like, hammering on Dorito anvils and, like, spreading
Dorito
cheese
forks.
Oh, it's going to be glorious.
Yeah, I mean, they asked me for some tips, but I don't think they're expecting our musical genius.
Well,
and when these musical videos hit the airwaves.
The thing is, Gary, I think you're going to get rent-free for life after this. Like, we're gonna blow away their expectations. They're going to have nothing to do except for be like, hey, you can stay in the chip kip forever.
And then when I move and I send little Groban to Dorito University, he can stay here for his first year.
Yeah, it'll be great. Because you have to stay on campus for the first year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the rule.
Yeah. Cool ranch girl.
I've been living with my cool ranch girl. You never thought she'd get some downtown fries. Crumble Doritos on them, that's not wise. Because they might get toxic. And when you eat them, it's a treat for them. And by them, I mean you.
Okay, think about this. We go way back. We go in the way back machine. We get Wheatus to sing, I'm just a teenage Dorito bag.
Come on, you want a chip with edge, my friend.
Here we finally have it. Double bucket hat. We'll fill it full of Doritos. We'll go back to the 90s. We'll get all of our favorite 90s stars. You know, your Eve Sixes to swallow the rind, turn it inside out. You get early
green. Spine. With flavor the spine, you swallow the rind, and all you're left is with goodness inside.
Yeah.
Get a bag, turn it inside out. All you're left is no more Doritos.
And I would walk, I would crunch 100 chips, and I would crunch 100 more.
Just to eat the chip that brought a smile to your face upon the day before.
Salata!
Oh, I wish you knew how to play that. yeah, and we get live to do Doritos juice.
Yeah, Doritos juice. Throw in chippers.
Sure, sure. There was a chip that was into the sun. Yeah, man, I think this is great. I think that Doritos is going to enjoy time travel technology, for one.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if there's one corporation that I feel comfortable owning the technology to time travel, it's Dorito Corp.
Well, the thing is that Dorito already has such a large market share in nacho and zesty flavored chips that mm-hmm. the real only logical place to go to get more market share is the past.
Sure. Sure. And can you think about what kind of innovations Einstein would come up with if he had like proper snacking potential?
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. E equals MC triangle.
Whoa.
With Doritos.
That's how it would have gone. And the M is for macho, and the C is for cheese, and then the E is for everyone. Everyone equals macho cheese triangles.
Triangles. Doritos.
Doritos.
My outside.
It's what he wanted the whole time. It's brilliant.
If it was for Doritos, he'd still be alive today.
Yeah, absolutely. He probably would.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. This is, I think that, so I'm looking forward to having a house rent free while I rebuild my half of the empire. And I thank you for helping me come up with this, buddy.
Absolutely. Anytime, Gary. Anytime.
Yeah. Well, so I should go. My sound quality is going to get real bad. The harvester is coming by pretty soon.
Okay. No, I totally understand. All right. I'll talk to you later, Gary.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Let's play with the spine. You can swallow the rhyme. All that's left is goodness inside. Take a Dorito bag, turn it inside out. All you left is no more Doritos. Put them in a blender. That's not a good idea. And all you left is a Dorito left us to live in. And then you chew, and I'm done with you.